wife he chose. Because the first one is the mistake, and the repetition of the mistake, then the third one is the place for solution. Let's see what happened. Who is volunteer? You are. No, you're not volunteer, you're forced.
As long as my voice holds up, I'd be happy to. Story of the king who enjoined his three sons, saying, in this journey through my empire, establish certain arrangements in such and such a place, and appoint certain viceroys in such and such a place. But for God's sake, do not go to such and such a fortress, and do not roam around it.
All of you, you want to know why. Isn't it? And they tell you, don't do that one. Say, why? And that one becomes important for you. Yes.
There was a king, and the king had three sons, all three endowed with sagacity and discernment.
Means, okay, let's begin like this. He has three sons. They are equal. And all three of them, they are good. They have the vision. So, I'm not talking about the silly ones. These are the three candidates, yes?
Each one more praiseworthy than another, in generosity and in battle and in exercising royal sway. The princes, the delight of the king's eyes, stood together like three candles before the king. And the father's palm tree was drawing water by a hidden channel from the two fountains of the sun.
What's happening? Know these three. All the three of them are good. Each one is better than the other one. And they're standing over there beside this fellow. All of that. So you could imagine the father and the good sons like this, but this father has a secret, like the tree which will absorb the water, secretly knows something. Yes.
So long as the water of this fountain is running swiftly from the sun toward the gardens of his mother and father, his parents' garden will always be fresh. Their fountain is made to flow by both these fountains. When from sickness the fountain fails, the leaves and boughs of the palm tree become withered. The withering of his palm tree tells plainly that the tree was drawing moisture from the sun.
Yeah. Which one of you understood this? No one. Why? It was quite simple. He said, let me tell you this. The father and the mother will educate you. Means they will give you the information, they try their best to educate you, right? No. That's not all. Unknowingly, they teach you something. There are something in their nature that from both of them will leak to you in a magical way, because nobody knows everything and they don't do everything with this in mind and blah, 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 blah. It's more than that. When you're looking at something, you should always understand that. It's more than that. That's the only thing that you could look at. This only. It's more than that. Yes.
How many a hidden conduit is connected in like fashion with your souls, O you heedless ones?
You don't know where you are getting what, do you? No. Look at the children. Where do they learn everything? Everywhere. Even when they are sitting in the car and you are driving, they are watching, and that scenery will influence them. That's how it works. We are always being impressed by this and that and that. So the channels are not only father and mother. Remember, here we are making an example of a father and two sons, but don't limit it to this. The story is wider. It depends when and where and how it will happen. Yes?
O you who have drawn stalks from heaven and earth, so that your body has grown fat.
Yes, yeah, and this is something that you don't pay attention. You don't. Because, it feels a lot of responsibility to understand that how much is put in me. How much have I got from this universe, knowingly and unknowingly? When I'm a baby in the evenings at a very special time, there is a noise in the street. A beggar is crossing the roads and is singing his song. I have never seen the guy, but I know that, he came. Now he's walking. Ha ha ha. And that is a part of my education, of my building. This is how I build with all the stuff that I will absorb. Yes.
This is a loan. You need not stuff so much, for you must pay back what you have taken. Except I breathed, for that has come from the munificent. Cleave to the spirit, the other things are in vain. I call them vain in relation to the spirit, not in relation to his consummate making.
End of this. What was it? Okay, there is this guy which has three sons. They are all good. They are standing and he is teaching them. Oh, you should understand that I'm talking about what I receive from this we. But at the end of the day, when you think about it, it's more than that. The stuff that I receive from the people is limited. There is something else from somewhere else that will touch me. What about that? The spirit. My spirit absorbs something. Not something from this existence. Something from that. Magical dilemma. Do you remember magical dilemma? What is art? Art and the beauty is some magical thing. Do you remember Michelangelo, how he explained it? The best statue which exists, really. He said, I don't know, I saw it and I just clicked it. Nonsense which was around it. The music. So, you cannot even limit my education from the culture and happenings, accidents, all of that. But there's more than that. And that's what we count on. You will see. So, The first paragraph explained that there are so many influences which is making me, me. Yes.
Explaining that the Gnostic seeks replenishment from the fountainhead of everlasting life, and that he is relieved of any need to seek replenishment and draw from the fountains of inconstant water. And the sign thereof is his holding aloof from the abode of delusion. For when a man relies on the replenishments drawn from those fountains, he slackens in his search for the fountain everlasting and permanent. A work done from within your soul is necessary for the fountain everlasting and is necessary, for no door will be opened to you by things given on loan. A water spring inside the house is better than an aqueduct that comes from outside.
Ah, what was all that? Not only the explanation, there are verses here to explain what? Is that, this is what I want to explain with this story. Because when I talk about Arif, the knowledgeable person, they should have something special. To do what? To absorb from that beyond the logic I'm talking about. And they don't need all these stuff that we need, because we need a lot of proof that this is good for me and understanding and all of that, right? The RF that we are talking about doesn't need that. He is connected to the source. Unknowingly, he will receive the information. Because it's all about information, isn't it? Knowing or not knowing. For a lot of the stuff, you could ask the question to have the answer. But there are stuff that there is no question like that. You should be connected. Let me explain it. Yes.
How goodly is the conduit which is the source of things. It makes you independent of these conduits. You are quaffing drink from 100 fountains. Whenever any of those hundreds yields less, your pleasure is diminished. When the sublime fountain gushes from within, no longer need you steal from the fountains.
I don't know how you could translate this, because 800 years ago, everybody will understand this, because 800 years ago, when they want to drink, what do they do? It's a tricky stuff to have a drink. And who is in the best position? When you have a fountain at the basement, the water comes and goes, then you're not worried. If not, you have to worry about it and always look for the pure, good water, because water is a necessity of life. Everybody wants the water. Here he will say, listen, if you have something which comes from within, you don't need anything. All our need is because the source is not inside, is outside. There you should look for it and find it. Yes.
Since your eye is rejoiced by water and earth, heart's sorrow is the payment for this joy. Mm-hmm. When water comes to a fortress from outside, it is more than enough in times of peace. When the enemy forms a ring round that, in order that he may drown them in blood, the troops cut off the outside water, that the fortress